You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wisc Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Another push for new gun violence measures. Wisconsin Democrats and advocates are proposing a package of gun safety bills. They introduced these bills Tuesday that would institute universal background checks, reinstate a 48-hour waiting period for gun purchases, and add red flag laws. All proposals that have broad bipartisan support across the country and have been introduced here in Wisconsin before. Gun violence is the number one cause of death for American children. It's been that way for years now. Lindsay Buescher from Moms Demand Action Wisconsin.
To every parent, whether you're here in Madison or in Green Bay or Eau Claire or La Crosse or Superior, I hope you feel hopeful because this package is for you.
From 2014 to 2023, the gun death rate increased 34% in the U.S. Here in Wisconsin, it rose 54%. During that time, Republicans repealed Wisconsin's 48-hour waiting period to buy a handgun, which had been in place for about four decades. Senator Chris Larson.
As anyone could have predicted, and many of us did, gun violence has risen as a result of it.
Daryl Morin, head of Forward Latino.
In 2022, right here in the state of Wisconsin, we had 830 gun deaths. 277 of those were homicides. The overwhelming majority, 529 were Wisconsinites who took their own life.
Over the last five or so years, Democrats have introduced dozens of gun safety bills. But Republicans control which ones get hearings and, of course, which get passed. So the big question is, will any Republicans get on board? State Senator Deb Indraka.
Some of them say they support some of these measures. That's why we have public hearings. It's shameful that none of these have ever been called up.
We reached out to Speaker Robin Voss to ask if he had any comment on the new bills. But at the time of this recording, we haven't heard back. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, Civic Media News.
Another scam is making the rounds. Here's Joanne Krulatz.
The Wisconsin Department of Transportation Division of Motor Vehicles is warning consumers of another phishing scam. This recent wave warns of a final notice or of an unspecified unpaid traffic violation. Some scams duplicate the look of official WisDOT content. These are not from WisDOT or DMV. On Monday, DMV noted an influx in customers calling and emailing with questions after receiving these unsolicited texts. Wisconsin DMV urges consumers to be on the lookout and follow these tips. Be suspicious of demands for money in urgency. Do not share personal information with unsolicited emails or messages. If you have not signed up to receive email or text messages from DMV, do not respond, engage with the caller, or click on links. And sign up for account activity alerts and renewal reminders by subscribing to Wisconsin DMV's eNotify. Like most bank accounts, you will receive confirmation of transactions on your account, which alerts you to any fraudulent activities.
The Winter Park Aquatic Center in Wisconsin Rapids will open for the season on Friday, June 6th. Their regular hours are Sunday through Wednesday, noon to 6, Thursday, noon to 7, and Friday and Saturday, 11 to 7. The Aquatic Center has three pools, one for the tots with their own water slides, spray features, and a tot lazy river. The leisure pool has a play area, basketball hoops, a water walk, and a lazy river with a rapids action channel. The tube water slide and body water slide empty into a plunge pool. The recreation pool features basketball hoops, lap swimming, a zip line feature, diving board, and a climbing wall. You can find out more at wirapids.org. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers lose to the Reds. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Last night, top of the ninth, the Brewers down 4-2. It looked like Milwaukee's Jake Bowers had just hit a two-run homer to center field to tie up the game on the Reds FanDuel Network.
Center field, Friedel, at the wall! He made the catch, and the Reds win!
Jake Bowers asked if he thought he'd hit that ball hard enough to get it out of the park.
I got it a touch off the end. I knew it was going to be close. And then once I saw it coming down, I knew that was probably a wrap.
So the Brewers' 8-game winning streak comes to an end. They finish the series today. NFL at the OTAs, the Packers drafted running back Marshawn Lloyd in the 3rd round last year, but he's been limited again, this time with a hamstring injury.
We have a feel for what he is certainly capable. I mean, we've seen enough. He's an explosive player, but he's got to prove it over the course of time.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're boarding a flight anytime soon, make sure you are not in possession of fancy sunflower seeds. Grey's Anatomy star Ellen Pompeo was stopped by the TSA, who found sunflower seeds in her carry-on. They actually set off the alarm. Pompeo said they brought in the bomb squad to get to the bottom of the sunflower seed melee. The New York Post reports that the old school actress said they were designer and organic sunflower seeds. I am fully aware that nothing about that story makes sense. Jason Sudeikis has recently spoken up about the death of his uncle, George Wendt. Wendt, who played Norm on Cheers for 11 years, died in his sleep on May 20th at the age of 67. Sudeikis said the advice his uncle gave him was to get on a great show and ride it out and see what happens. Sudeikis took his advice and ended up having an 8-year run on Saturday Night Live and, of course, the wildly popular Ted Lasso. Jason Sudeikis described Wendt as fun and as kind in real life as any character he played on TV. The King of the Hill actor who provided the voice for character John Redcorn has been killed in a shooting. TMZ reports that Jonathan Joss was found at the side of a road, shot several times. First responders tried life-saving measures, but pronounced him dead at the scene. Sources say Joss was shot by a neighbor after a disagreement. Police did track down the shooter within a few minutes. Joss played Redcorn from season 2 to season 13 of the hit animated show. Jonathan Joss was 59 years old. The Penguin's secret crush is no longer a secret. Danny DeVito had a good old-fashioned showbiz crush on Catwoman. The Twins star said when he was in Batman Returns, he had the hots for co-star Michelle Pfeiffer. DeVito sat down with Colin Farrell, also known for his role as the Penguin, on Variety's Actors on Actors podcast, where the two traded Batman stories. DeVito said Pfeiffer was his secret crush. DeVito says he lusted after her and loved her. Lucky girl. As usual, director Christopher Nolan's new project is ambitious, to say the least. The Inception director is currently shooting his latest project, Odyssey, in Morocco, Greece, and Scotland, just to name a few locations. Nolan loves to take cinematic chances as well, as evidenced by his breakthrough film, Memento. In keeping with the tradition, he is the first to shoot a movie entirely using IMAX cameras. Nolan used the cameras during parts of his film, The Dark Knight, and used IMAX black and white 65mm film during parts of Oppenheimer. Shooting an entire film on 65mm IMAX will be groundbreaking. Recently at Comic-Con, Universal Studios distribution chief made a prediction that The Odyssey will be a, quote, a visionary, once-in-a-generation cinematic masterpiece that Homer himself would likely be proud of, end quote. Cannot wait to see how this turns out. The Odyssey is expected to hit theaters July 27th, 2026. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be a little smoky out there again this morning, but that should clear up by this afternoon, and we're actually going to get a break from the smoke for a couple of days. Mostly sunny this afternoon, mid to upper 70s for a high tonight, clear, low of 51 tomorrow, sunny with a high of 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.